If you look at the cities on the top of our best places to live list, you'll definitely see certain characteristics that Syracuse shares, like a dominant institution like a university or a research hospital, a nice downtown, a downtown you can walk in. I think people are looking for more residential density in the downtown, and it's nice to hear that Syracuse has plans to be putting more people in the downtown as well. Overall, people are looking for the things you think they're looking for: affordable housing, a reasonable cost of living, access to healthcare, access to good schools, climate, walkability, good shops, amenities, arts and culture. And these are the kinds of things we're looking for as we're measuring cities. Certainly you see in the successful cities, there's probably a better balance than Syracuse has today between the daytime population and the evening population. So there, I think I heard 27,000 people downtown during the day, but only about 3,000 people who actually live in the city core itself. So I think as you move toward a better balance of that, it allows for better business. It allows for businesses to be like a restaurant to have a lunch and a dinner and a breakfast course, or more restaurants to open up to be able to serve those people, or restaurants near the theater district, but that know that they can also get a daytime crowd. So having that mix and having that balance, I think, is important to a thriving downtown.